Well, hey there. What's up, y'all? It's Grace coming at you live from the multiverse. It's been a while. I've been working on a lot of stuff. I just wanted to hop on today and kind of get myself back into doing the podcast regularly. I have cleared the page at the moment. I'm going through and editing some things, choosing what I want to keep and what I want to redo and all of that good stuff. So it'll be just this episode for the time being. I hope all of you guys are doing well. It's been a rough past 2 years collectively. So if you're still here, you're winning. I think last time I made a full episode, I was living in Nashville at the time a few years ago. Since then, I have relocated with my partner to Denver, Colorado. And we have really been making some moves out here. In just a course of two and a half years, I have transitioned into my ideal work field, so metaphysics. I am currently working at the oldest and highest rated metaphysical shop in Denver. The shop that pretty much set the template for everybody else post-1980s. I couldn't be more excited. In addition to having a career change, I also have been just really working hard at getting all of my certifications and training programs under my belt the past few years. Last time we spoke, I had just finished my Reiki Master certification. In 2019. Since then, I have kind of scaled that into its own practice for my clients. And it's just been amazing being able to help people, especially people who were maybe skeptical about the benefits of energy healing prior to now. Another training program I've completed, I just finished up in March of this year. I was part of a intensive shamanism training program. I met my mentor after I had a reading with her. I knew she did some shamanic work, so I ended up asking her about it. And she eventually agreed to take me on as an individual student. So we did an accelerated training program over the course of 2 years, and it has just completely changed my life. The biggest way I would say is probably just getting back to living more in harmony with the cycles of nature, and being in balance with nature, not just as a personal wellness plan, but as a foundation for my spiritual beliefs and routines and things like that. So prior to all of this, actually about 7 years ago, I was kind of messing around and decided to get my ordained minister license. Since I have completed all of my energy healing training, my shamanism, all of that stuff, it has kind of resurged as something that's actually a valuable tool in my toolkit, I guess. So I have really been working hard on officiating a lot of events, everything from birth ceremonies, marriages, celebrations of life and memorials, rites of passage and things like that. I'm almost a one-woman show at this point. I can plan a wedding, officiate it, and DJ the reception. But it's been really nice. The other training I've been through at this point, I did a Akashic Records reading certification program. That has been very valuable as well, and it is a service that I do offer for others. There will be links somewhere, either here or on Instagram, where if you're interested in any of these things, you can book with me. So now, since I've got all of my spiritual training and mentorship programs kind of settled for the time being, I have actually returned to like regular academic school. I'm currently pursuing a business degree in entrepreneurship. My plan at the end of all of this is to hopefully have received enough grant money and seed money and things like that through my school to go ahead and launch my business full time when I'm finished. And you guys will hear more about that at some point. Right now, for the moment, besides my day job in school, I am working on scaling my business up so that I can eventually go full time with all of that. So everything from energy healing, psychic readings, tarot, oracle, the whole ministering events, and shamanic healing, you name it. And in the meantime, I've been traveling a lot with my partner. We've been kind of hopping around here and there, just going where we feel called to. So even though I live in Denver, I do take remote clients and things like that. I also am not against traveling for events or healing sessions or anything like that. I have had the amazing blessing of becoming friends with a lot of cool ladies around Denver, and we have all been collaborating in different ways as far as how our paths are connected. We've been doing a lot of social circles, like at the new and full moons, sound healing jam sessions, ecstatic dance events, retreats into nature, just anything you can think of. And I'm just so grateful for it all, to be a part of this community and to be so warmly accepted by everybody. The whole ecstatic dance and rave thing, the resurgence of the rave, has really gotten me through a lot of dense energy these past few years being stuck in the house. I have kind of reconnected back into DJing and messing around with mixing and things like that. It's definitely a hobby that is very near and dear to my heart. I think that even if it's not DJing, everybody should have some kind of musical outlet, whether it be playing an instrument, making beats, singing, any of that. even writing songs. It's just such a powerful outlet for creativity, and especially when you incorporate dance and movement, it's incredibly liberating. A lot of it can be energetically healing. So that's kind of my side focus right now, is kind of turning people on to the power of dance in the shamanism world. Traditionally, if somebody comes to you complaining about they have depression or anxiety, things like that, the shaman will say to the person, "When is the last time that you danced?" And the answer to that will usually tell them all they need to know, because when we lose touch with dancing, we're losing touch with our inner child, our divine feminine side, our creative and healing side, our sensuality, all of these things. And over the past few years, I have just been constantly reaffirmed that dance is very important, especially going forward into this new era. We need a physical activity to channel some spiritual energy. All things aside, though, I'm really happy to be back at it. Just a quick overview of some things coming this way on the podcast. In the next few weeks, I'll be dropping some episodes with some really good friends of mine. We are all at different stages and paths of the witch's journey. So we're going to be having a couple roundtable episodes, so look out for the witch's table. Just talking about basic witchy things, spiritual practices, the common themes going on right now for the collective, all kinds of stuff like that. I'll also be dropping some exclusive sound healing sessions on here with a couple different instruments and mediums. I also like to get back into covering some songs and dropping some DJ mixes on here. And then finally, I would like to be posting like some mini classes or mini intensives on different methods of energy healing or this, that, and the third, just to kind of get some good info out there. But I hope you guys have a good week, and I'll hop on again here soon. Thank you for listening. Thank you. You know I had to bless you with some bass. Thanks, y'all. Peace.